So one of the things I learned over this past weekend, over this experience, was that I had to feed the right wolf. Now that's like jumping into the middle of something that maybe you don't even know what I'm talking about. Have you heard the story about a long time ago, and I'm gonna shorten it and do my best, but a long time ago there was a boy, and he had like a good wolf on his shoulder and a bad wolf, and the good wolf was like encouraging him and telling him, you got this, you can do this, and the bad wolf was obviously doing the other side, kind of the angel devil idea, you know, you can't, you're a failure, you're the worst. And so this young boy asked his grandpa, you know, what do I do? You know, I got these two wolves, this angel and this devil, like fighting all the time, one telling me I can, one telling me I can't, one telling me I'm amazing, the other telling me I'm the worst, you know, and what do I do? And the grandfather gave the best advice that I have thought about so often, which is why maybe I don't tell the beginning of the story the best, but it's the point of the story that I loved. I guess this boy's hell was these conflicting ideas, and maybe you've felt that way before, that there's so many conflicting ideas, and you go back and forth and back and forth, and you feel like, well, I really want to do this thing, you know, and that's the angel or the good wolf, and then the bad one or the devil is like, who do you think you are? Why do you think you're good enough to help anybody? Why do you think you have something to offer? And the good one's like, because you know who you are, because you have divine worth and you're incredible, and you know, as long as you bring the light through you, it's good. And then the devil's like, whatever, you know, son of man, moron, and you're not good enough, you're worthless, you're terrible. And so we constantly fight this battle back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And it can be super duper exhausting and frustrating and upsetting and irritating, etc., 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 right? So what the boy asked his grandpa was, well, what do I do? I've got these two voices, essentially, these two wolves is what he called them. And, you know, like, think about your life. What are the two, like, maybe it's for reals people. Maybe it's for reals cheerleaders who are like, seriously, you have something so amazing. And other people are like, what? You're a witch. That is wrong and weird and terrible. And other people, do you see what I'm saying? Can you hear where I'm going with this? Like, maybe you have a manager who believes in you, or maybe you have a spouse who believes in you, or maybe you have a child who totally believes in you. And then equally on the other side, maybe you have a spouse or a manager or a child who's like, my gosh, who do you think you are? So we all have a good wolf, and we all have a bad wolf. So anyways, let me get to the point. I'm excited about this, obviously. And it's loud, and I'm in a tunnel, and there's golf carts, and I'm talking with a phone in front of my face. And I'm doing it anyways, because guess what? Who cares? These people are going to forget about me in 2 seconds. They don't care. And I forget about them in 2 seconds. This is okay. We don't know each other. We're not changing each other's lives. Maybe I'm a crazy lady talking to a phone. Who cares? It doesn't even matter. So the kid asks his grandpa, what do I do? How do I help this? Who wins this battle? The bad wolf or the good wolf? And he says, whichever one you feed is the one that survives. Now for me, immediately it was just like, oh my gosh, I totally get it. But I'm really big into analogies. Like, I love analogies. When I taught teenagers in church, I'd have a bag full of stuff, like with goldfish and fruit snacks and pens, and I'd say, okay, grab something out and tell me how this, you know, make up an analogy where whatever thing you grab has to do with Jesus. And so that's kind of my jam. So I don't have a problem understanding it, but not everybody's like that. So let me explain for just a minute, if you're somebody who maybe isn't like that. So whichever wolf you feed is the one that survives. So that means basically whichever one you focus on, whichever one you give the most attention to. There's this thing in life called failure to thrive syndrome. And it's where babies, when they're ignored and not touched and not loved, they literally die. That's the way it is. It's failure to thrive. They found studies that babies in orphanages would just die because they didn't have a will to live. So they failed to thrive and to be successful. So this is the same idea with that wolf. If you stop paying attention to the bad wolf, to the devil saying you can't, to whatever's on your shoulder that is doubting and telling you you're not good enough, if you stop feeding that wolf, if you stop paying attention, if you stop thinking about that and start thinking about what you can do, you start feeding the wolf that's like, let's go. You so got this. This is incredible and beautiful and wonderful and amazing. And maybe it's not going to be perfect, but you're going to help people. Do you ever stop? Like if somebody falls down in front of you and you go to help them, are you ever like, well, am I wearing the right clothes to help this person? Because like, I don't want them to get irritated that I'm wearing the wrong clothing while I'm helping them. Or, well, my hair, I don't have the makeup on. My hair, I'm kind of stinky because I'm exercising. I'm doing it wrong as I'm helping people. That's absurd, right? In this setting where you're listening to me and we're engaged. Like, that's the silliest thing I've ever heard. Somebody that you're helping does not care that you don't look the way you think you're supposed to look or be when you're helping them. So which wolf survives? The wolf that you feed. So put your time and energy has to go somewhere. You can put your time and energy into, I can't, it's not gonna work, I'm not good enough, I'm too fat, I'm too thin, I'm too short, I'm too tall, blah, 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 blah. My hair, you know, my hair's not as awesome as Sarah's, I could never do that, whatever. If you put your energy there, then the bad wolf wins. The bad wolf wins. That's the wolf you're feeding. That's where your energy and attention is going, and that is who wins. But if you choose to realize that, oh my gosh, this person needs me, needs my help, needs what I have to offer, and so now I'm feeding the good wolf, then that wolf is the one who lives. So stop feeding the wrong wolf. And when you notice that you're feeding the wrong wolf, okay, then stop again and start feeding the right wolf. Everything's not going to be perfect just because you're like, oh my gosh, all I got to do is feed the right wolf. I totally get this. My life is, I mean, maybe for some of you it can be. I mean, I've been to conferences and I've been to events where it was so transformational that from that moment on, I was like, done. Bad wolf, you're out. Good wolf, it's all you. And then there are other times where, you know, I kind of go back and forth, right? I mostly feed the good wolf and then something happens and then I encourage the bad wolf to come over and start listening to me and talking to me and telling me all the stuff. So I'm not saying if you don't change for 100% right now, you're the worst. There's the bad wolf again, right? Who's doubting, who's saying, I. So as soon as you notice that you're feeding that wolf, stop feeding that wolf. That's one of the things I teach my clients all the time. As soon as you notice you're having all these negative feelings, emotions, whatever it is, the first step is to notice, to become aware that, oh, look what I'm doing inside my head. I wouldn't say out loud the things that I'm saying in my own head to anyone. So that's the first thing. So if you learn nothing from this, then that's fine. I've learned something from it, so I guess that's why I'm doing it. A big takeaway for me in all of this, and share with me your takeaways. Send me a message or do a comment or whatever. Just let me know how you're feeling. Feeling, not filling. And so two big takeaways for me. One, feed the correct wolf. Two, when you recognize and realize you're feeding the wrong wolf, stop feeding that wolf. That's it. Like when you reach out, if you're cooking on a stove and you notice it's really hot, you don't think about, well, man, you know, my arm's over this thing and what am I thinking and what am I doing? No, if it's too hot, you move your hand. That's it. You just stop doing the thing that you were doing that was causing the pain, that was causing the problem, that was causing the doubt. That's what you do. So stop feeding the wrong wolf. That's it. Notice and then stop. Okay? So I guess learn which wolf it is and then feed the wolf that you want to survive. You've got this. You are so much stronger than you think. It is inside of you already. I believe in you. You've got this. Have the best day. Love you. Bye.